First of all, congratulations on the win, Kevin. You couldn't have asked for a better start, really. You know, the first move of the game, we get a goal, and then we had two up after 6 minutes. And, you know, the credit to Offaly then, they kind of clawed away and kept coming back at us. But still, to finish well, you know, the scene between, I suppose, you'd be working on a training.
Yeah, we started quite well, and we actually had a couple of other opportunities, a couple of goal opportunities that we didn't take that really could have stretched out the lead a little bit and made it a bit more comfortable. But then Offaly, although the results haven't gone from recently, they've some very good players, and that shouldn't be discounted. And we know that they can score, particularly that their forward line are very good strikers of the ball. So we expected them to come into the game, and they did. I don't think we dealt with it quite that well at times. We were a little bit sloppy with our own ball movement, and we probably didn't win enough on our own puckouts, which is probably a disappointing thing. Because you don't get a foothold then in to get attacking ball into our forward line. So that was frustrating, but I think the girls showed a lot of resilience in the last 20 minutes to dig in when the things were going against them. And I suppose it's a word that we preach quite a lot. And it was great to see just the character of the players coming through then.
I suppose sometimes when you get a really good start, subconsciously it can play in on the player's mind and say, you know, this is going to be an easy day. I know it fell into my mind when the scores came so quickly. And, you know, this... You're rebuilding Wexford team, so I suppose mentally to get past that those kind of points as well is vital.
Yeah, it's a very young group, so they'll only learn from being in the position of being ahead and having to deal with that. I think between last week and this week, just four or five girls after making their debut. So you know, when you are that young and you don't have the games accumulated under your belt, sometimes it is difficult for you to know what to do at the right time. It'll stand to them, and we have a lot of experience coming onto the field in the last 15-20 minutes, so obviously that helps to kind of settle us down. And it's just, again, good learning. Just keep on learning.
And observation as well, when you run with the ball and move it quickly, I would say you put a lot of teams in trouble, and when you did that, you did have Offaly in trouble, and there were scores at the end of it. I suppose in the ideal world, that's the right way to play, or the nicest way to play, but it doesn't always happen like that.
Yeah, the critical thing though is getting the ball first, and there's times where we just weren't getting the ball off breaking ball. We were too soft on breaking ball at times, and it wasn't giving us the opportunity to actually launch the attack. But just top class from Orla Sinnott, again carrying ball through the centre of the field. Credit to her, she came in from the junior panel last year, and she did an awful lot of work behind the scenes herself to get herself in a position where she could contest at senior level. So they're the satisfying things when you see people like herself and Maeve Sinnott and Sarah Hard and Kenny making those contributions in the championship day. That's, I suppose, one of the pleasing things.
Yeah, you know that your launch pad is often your half-back line, isn't it? You know, that's where your scores are going to come from.
Yeah, definitely. And we have some top-class players there. It's just trying to get the consistency of our performance. Amy Cardiff really standing up there with a couple of massive blocks in the last 15 minutes when the game was in the balance. Emma Walsh, again, another top-class player. Just getting the consistency of our performance in that section of the field. We can be very strong, but it takes a bit of time to get used to playing with each other again. A lot of these girls only just get to know each other since the start of the year, so they're only just reading each other's game and knowing the movements and knowing the synergy between each other, only coming towards the championship phase. Hopefully that will keep on getting refined over the next couple of weeks.
And of course, winning breeds confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why we're here. At the end of the day, when you're involved at Wexford Camogie, the expectations are to win. And regardless of what stage of our development we're at, that's what we expect of ourselves. And that's what the players expect from each other. So, we hope to keep winning. that's the end goal. So, although we're trying to develop players the whole time, at the end of the day, we want to win games.
Yeah, and you know, you have a big squad now, and the junior team are starting to prom. They're out next week, I think. But you're also out next week against Tipperary. If Tipperary win tomorrow, I think you're in the quarterfinals, Kevin, you were saying to me.
Yeah, that's right. If Tipperary win tomorrow, we're in the quarterfinals. But again, that'll be quite a difficult game. So, with Limerick are a very good team. So, I think all we can do is concentrate on what we're doing, which means first thing is just recovering this evening, recovering tomorrow, getting ready for a good training session on Tuesday and Thursday evening so that we're ready for next week, because that's all we can control at the moment.
Are you pleased with the progress this year? I know it's been difficult with COVID, and you had your own shake up with COVID as well, so it's something to be taken seriously, but are you pleased with the development?
Yeah, look, I think the great thing is that we've used so many players and given so many young players an opportunity this year, and a lot of them are putting their hand up and saying that they're senior players, which is great to see. And now we're getting girls coming back from some serious injuries. We still have a couple out, obviously, but bringing those experienced players back into the group, just again to point out Lisa Bulger making her first start in over 7 years, after all the horrific injuries that she's had. They're the satisfying things, even though they're not the things that make the headlines in the newspapers, but they're the things that we are really pleased about. So we're just looking to keep on developing on with those young girls, and then also bringing back some of our experienced players to help those make the step up to the next level.
You watched most of the first half from the stand, and you had me worn out watching you running up and down the steps. You're obviously very fit yourself. Is that something you like to do, and then you eventually move down to the line? You can obviously see a lot more of what's going on down in front of you from your viewpoint up in the stand.
Yeah, I generally stay in the stand. I think in the second half today, we just needed to get information onto the field, which is quite difficult when it's not when the game isn't broken up. It's quite hard to get people get information on, so we're trying to pass messages. So look, it needed to be down the sideline for the second half, but look, we've really good analyst team in the stand feeding information to us, so look, we've a lot of trust in all the people that are involved in our backroom team that we can make the decisions, so it doesn't necessarily matter where I am. As you can see, last week I wasn't there, so they did just fine, so I don't think it matters too much about what I do.
But you're obviously pleased with the progress, Kevin. You know, we know the way Wexford Camogie has been dawdling along for the last couple of years, and there's definite signs of improvement, and of course there's a long road to go, but the upper curve looks good.
Those girls love playing for Wexford, and all they're looking for is just some structure and some resources so they can facilitate them reaching their potential, and that's all we try to do with them. And if that keeps on happening, and that support is there from the people around the county, the people involved in the GA here, helping out with training pitches and training gear and all those things that are important to run an inter-county team. If people keep on giving support, then Wexford Camogie will grow, and I think that's really important. Yeah, look, we're hopefully on an upward curve, but we just need the support to continue to come in.
Thanks for your time, Kevin, and the best looking against Tip next weekend.
Thanks very much, appreciate it.